9 Most Laughable Lawsuits by Alexandra Gekas. Americans take great pride in the U.S. legal system, which promises the right to a fair trial, due process, and protection for people and their property. But some people, whether out of greed or sheer ignorance, push the boundaries of acceptability and clog the legal system with outrageous lawsuits. Whether it's a convict who sues himself or an unsatisfied beer drinker who blames the company for his lack of dates, our verdict is case dismissed. Google Maps blamed for dangerous directions, $100,000. When Lauren Rosenberg wanted to walk through Park City, Utah in January 2010, she used Google Maps for directions. Unfortunately, the site sent her down a highway with no safe pedestrian path. When she was hit by a car, she sued both the driver and Google for more than $100,000 in damages. Rosenberg argues Google should have warned her about the dangerous path. The full version of Google Maps does include a warning, but she used the search engine on her BlackBerry, which she claimed didn't show one. We argue, however, that she should have used the old noggin and decided for herself not to walk down a dangerous highway. Bank of America blamed for bad service. $1,784 billion trillion dollars. Dalton Chisholm was unhappy when the bank refused to deposit some checks for him due to incomplete routing numbers. He was very, very unhappy. So in August 2009, he sued Bank of America and its board for $1,784 billion trillion dollars. Just to be clear, that's 21 zeros. Plus, he demanded an additional $2.164 million, according to Reuters. These are the kind of numbers you deal with only on a cosmic scale. Sylvain Capel, New York University's professor at the Courant Institute for Mathematical Sciences, said to Reuters. It's also the kind of numbers you deal with when you're not making any sense. Comedian blamed for mother-in-law jokes, unspecified amount. When comic Sunda Kronquist, who is half black and half Swedish, married a Jewish man, her newfound family became a wellspring of material for her act. But after years of her telling mother-in-law jokes, her mother-in-law stopped thinking it was so funny. In August 2009, she decided to sue for defamation. The only problem was that she never told her daughter-in-law she didn't like the jokes before taking her to court. In May 2010, a judge threw out the case, citing the jokes are protected speech because they were Kronquist's opinions and not facts. But we're guessing things are still pretty tense at family gatherings. Homeless people blamed for being in the street. $1 million. After contending with homeless people outside his store for 2 years, high-end antique shop owner Carl Kemp decided to sue in January 2007. Kemp argued the transients disrupted his business by using the sidewalk outside his store on New York's Upper East Side as a urinal, a spittoon, and an occasional dressing room. Only problem? The defendants, listed as John Smith, John Doe, Bob Doe, and Jane Doe, are, well, homeless, so they didn't have any money to sue for. Kemp also wanted a restraining order requiring the defendants to stay at least 100 feet from the store. But we think offering them some cash or coupons as incentive to go elsewhere probably would have worked just as well. Anheuser-Busch blamed for beer failing to attract women. $10,000. Most people understand that commercials, in which beer magically turns men into chick magnets, are not real. But not Richard Overton. In 1991, he sued Anheuser-Busch for $10,000, saying the company's ads, in which beer creates scenic tropical settings and beautiful women and men engaged in endless and unrestricted merriment, weren't true. The case was dismissed, but we wonder if Overton switched to foreign brews in protest. Mourning family blamed for damages done to car that hit sun, $29,400. In August 2004, Tomas Delgado struck and killed 17-year-old Anaitz Oriando Trinidad when the boy was riding his bike near Aro, Spain. Even though Delgado was driving 70 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone, a judge dismissed criminal charges against him. But did Delgado consider himself lucky under the circumstances? No. 2 years after the wreck, he sued the family for 20,000 euros, $29,400, in damages to his Audi A8 and for car rental costs. He withdrew the lawsuit after hundreds of people descended on the courthouse to support the boy's parents, but no amount of backtracking will ever redeem him for being the biggest jerk on the planet. Dry cleaner blamed for losing pants, $67 million. Ironically, the worst part about this story is not that Roy L. Pearson Jr. clogged up the legal system with a suit against a dry cleaner for $67 million over lost pants. It's that Pearson was a Washington, D.C. judge at the time. He argued that dry cleaners Sue and Jean Chung failed to deliver on the same-day service and satisfaction guaranteed advertisement. Although Pearson lowered his claim to $54 million, a judge ruled in favor of the Chungs. Pearson filed an appeal, which was also rejected, but the process forced the Chungs to close two of their three stores to finance their defense. Revenge is a dish best served cold, however, because Pearson lost his job 4 months into the lawsuit after a review board found he lacked appropriate judgment and judicial temperament. Victoria's Secret blamed for thong injury to eye, over $25,000. Looks like thong underwear can get a girl into real trouble if she's not careful. In May 2007, Los Angeles traffic cop Macrita Patterson said she was injured by a defective thong. "I was putting on my underwear from Victoria's Secret, and the metal popped into my eye," Patterson told the Today Show. According to her attorney, Jason Bucott, a rogue metal applique caused three cuts to her cornea, requiring the use of topical steroids to heal it. Bucott said the lawsuit was about protecting consumers, adding he just wanted to make Macrita Patterson whole again. Bucott never revealed exactly how much his client wanted to sue for, but at minimum, he claimed that being whole again would take at least $25,000. Man blamed for putting himself in jail, $5 million. When all else fails, sue yourself, right? That's what Virginia inmate Robert Lee Brock thought when he sued himself in 1995 for violating his own civil liberties and religious beliefs by getting drunk enough to commit the crimes that landed him in jail. The jailbird hoped the state would be forced to pay on his behalf because he was a ward of the state. Obviously, the case was dismissed, The judge reported, "Plaintiff has presented an innovative approach to civil rights litigation. However, his claim, and especially the relief sought, are totally ludicrous. We concur."